Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am Natasha Riley, your host, a licensed professional counselor that shares information on all things self-care, pleasure, and rest for high-achieving Black women. Thank you so much for being here for another episode. If you are new here, we have over 100 episodes of helping you build a foundational relationship with self-care, pleasure, and rest, because we all deserve the foundations. So I hope you go back and listen to these episodes and get a feel for what you can build. And if you are an OG, thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. Those downloads are running up. So that is so very exciting to see. Not only do I have listeners in the US, but I now have listeners all over the world. And that is super, super exciting. So thank you all for being here, wherever you are. Now, before we get into today's topic, make sure you head over to javerywellness.com/reset and get your 7-day self-care reset. It is 7 days of foundational support of how to start prioritizing self-care. Self-care really is just making sure that you're taking time for yourself, making sure you're doing the basic things that pour into you, because I know for a fact you're going to go out here and pour into everybody else. So the least you can do is prioritize you first and then go take care of everybody else. So again, javerywellness.com/reset to get that started completely free. Today's episode is for the woman who handles everything. I feel like that's how I start every episode, but it's a true story. She handles everything, and I mean everything, but quietly fantasizes about someone just asking how she's doing and actually meaning it. Not that disingenuous, hey, how's it going? When you really know that you're not going to do anything to help her. You're the one that everyone comes to when things have fallen apart. But when things fall apart for you, you disappear inside yourself and you figure it out alone. You say, I'm fine, before anyone even finishes asking. You've cried in the car, you've cried in the shower, you've cried on the drive home, but never in front of anyone who could actually help. And even though you're surrounded by people who love you, care for you, and adore you, you still feel completely alone. And the most exhausting part about this, you built it that way. But it's not because you wanted to. It's because at some point it was the only safe option that you had. And that's what we're going to get in today. Now, I want to name this clearly. I want to tell you exactly what this is. What I'm describing is hyper-independence. And don't clutch your pearls, okay? Because as a Black woman, we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Very much guilty of it. And it is one of the most common patterns that you will see in high-achieving women, especially Black women. And there's nothing wrong with you being this way. I promise you it's not. Again, it's normal. I've seen it in clients. Again, myself, my clinicians, my friends, it's normal. And there's a very good reason that we are this way. It's not a personality type. Hyper-independence is a protective response. So it shows up as refusing help, even when you're overwhelmed, over-functioning so no one has a reason to let you down. Feeling vaguely uncomfortable, almost irritated when someone tries to take something off your plate. Dang, I got it. Leave me alone. Finding it easier to support others than to receive support for yourself. And saying, again, I got it, before you've even assessed what is actually going on. And for Black women especially, this pattern, it's celebrated. Let's say what it is. We get called strong. We get called independent. There's a whole song, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Come on. Let's not act like you weren't screaming that song from the top of your lungs in the club, because I was. And I look at that old version of myself as very silly. That was very silly of you, Natasha. They say it like it's a compliment. Right? Like, I'm not going to dilute our reality. It might have been. And at some point, it kept you safe. But there's a difference between a chosen independence and hyper-independence born from the belief that depending on anyone and everyone is dangerous. Hyper-dependence usually develops when depending on someone didn't go the way that you wanted it to. It didn't go the way that it was supposed to. Maybe you needed something as a child and the adults around you were unavailable, whether that's emotionally, physically, or consistently. Maybe you asked for help and you were dismissed, or your needs were minimized, or the help came with all of these strings attached. Maybe you watched the women in your family carry everything alone. Most of us did. And we absorbed the message that this, what she's doing, is what strength looks like. Maybe the world taught you, in ways big and small, that being vulnerable meant being exposed, and being exposed meant getting hurt. So your nervous system has made very logical decisions. I don't need nobody. I will need no one. I will be so capable, so self-sufficient, so undeniable that I will never be in a position to be let down.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're nodding along. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode, you're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
And that was a brilliant strategy for them. I actually had someone at work, one of my clients at work, come into my office in tears because she was struggling. And she felt so bad about the fact that she had to ask for help. And she used those exact words. I feel bad. I feel like I failed. Now I got to go back and tell everybody I actually need help. And I'm just like, let's talk about why that's not a bad thing. And granted, during that time together, there was no real convincing her that this wasn't a failure. Maybe there was like a glimmer of understanding. But it's going to take her a lot longer to unlearn that because that comes from a long line of hyper-independence. So it's protection from disappointment, from the specific kind of pain that comes when you reach out and no one reaches back. The reality is, for most of us, history and present has shown us that no one is coming to help us. No one is coming to help us. It protects us from being seen as weak and needy. Labels that, for Black women, carry an enormous weight to be looked at as weak and needy? No, not me. And part of you believes if I stop managing everything, something is going to fall apart. That is such a common theme in all the things that we've talked about in every episode, is that if I stop, if I slow down, if I rest, everything is going to fall apart. Or if I let someone in and they leave anyway, that's a devastation I can't do that. I can't afford to have a breakdown because I let someone in and they leave. And there's this hardcore, deep down in your spirit belief that the only person that you can count on is yourself. I'm all I got. And at some point, that probably was true. So you learn to be your own everything, your own support, your own cheerleader, your own safe space. But this is going to cost you long term. This is not sustainable. It's just not. And I get it. I know there's probably some of you that are listening and you're saying, Natasha, no, I legit have nobody. There is no one that I can depend on. Everyone has let me down. And I want to invite you to start paying more attention to your environment. Pay more attention to your environment. Are you in spaces with people that you don't need to be in spaces with? Are there flags, red flags, orange flags about people that came up and you didn't pay attention to them? You're not in the right space. You're not in the right space. And it could be because of your own survival mode, right? Sometimes we attract people that are like us. And so, of course, they can't do anything for us because they're just like us. Right? We're in survival mode. They're in survival mode too. What are they going to do for us? So when you start taking deep breaths and step back and prioritize you, you'll start to notice that there are actually people, may not be people that you thought, but there are people out there that really want to show up for you, that really care for you, and they really love you. So sometimes I want to challenge what our brain tells us. Okay, so let's get back to what this is going to cost you long term to be hyper-independent. There is something to be said about wanting to protect yourself. But there are certain things that being hyper-independent can't protect you from. It cannot protect you from the loneliness of being surrounded by people and still feeling completely unseen. When you can't receive help, you also can't receive love the way it wants to come to you. You have blocked your blessings and blocked the love. A lot of your relationships start to feel transactional because you're always giving. Always giving, you're never really taking. And slowly there is this resentment that builds even toward the people who genuinely want to show up for you. It's like, but this is one-sided, honey. It's one-sided because that's your choice. And it's exhausting. Hyper-independence is exhausting in a particular way. It's not just the doing everything. It's the constant hyper-vigilance of making sure no one sees that you might actually need something, right? The exhaustion of putting on a mask every day to make it seem like you're okay. And over time in your relationships, it can make intimacy feel impossible. And it's not because you don't want to connect to your partner, but because true connection requires some kind of vulnerability that being hyper-independent won't allow. And the cruel irony of all of this, the thing you're working so hard to protect yourself from, feeling alone, becomes the thing that you are most guaranteed to feel alone. If you continue to push people away and not receive help, you will be alone because eventually and unfortunately, people will stop asking. They're going to stop asking. So I want to set the reflection for you. Again, you know, I like to give you these questions to sit with, and you don't have to answer them now. You don't have to answer them this week. Just let them live. Let them land for a little while. When was the first time you remember deciding it was safer to handle something alone? What was happening around you then? Think about the last time someone offered to help you. What was your immediate internal response? And what did that response protect you from feeling? What would it mean about you if you needed something and asked for it and really let yourself receive it? Is there a version of strength you were taught that you're no longer sure you actually believe in? These questions are not meant to have easy answers. It's not going to be, oh, I have the answer for that right now. No. These you need to sit with. These are the questions that you just need to notice what comes up when you sit with them and receive the information. And then at some point when you're ready, decide what you want to do with that information. Now, I want to be clear. I want to be clear about something before we end this episode. As always, this podcast was created to help you understand independence, hyper-independence. It helps you see the patterns. It helps you recognize where it's coming from and why it makes sense, why you're in this space. But understanding a pattern and actually changing it safely in a way that yields different, something that sticks, those are two different things, okay? Hyper-independence is something that is wired to your nervous system response. And the work of unwiring it isn't something that happens through just insight, through I listen to this podcast episode. Like, it's not going to happen that way. Therapy is here to help you actually practice receiving in a space where it feels safe to do that. It helps you work through the grief that often comes up when you start to see what this hyper-dependence has cost you. Because it's cost you some things, and it might have cost you a lot. And that's hard to swallow. And it helps you rebuild trust in other people and in yourself at a pace that your nervous system can tolerate. So trying to push through this alone can actually reinforce your negative patterns. And I don't say that to scare you, but I say that because it's real. And you deserve to know the real about the situation. So if something in this episode hit different, if you've heard yourself in what I've described, I want to gently say to you, you don't have to keep doing this by yourself. The clinicians over at Javery Integrative Wellness Services work with women like you every single day. So it's the high-achieving women who are exhausted from doing everything alone and are quietly ready to learn a different way. So when you're ready, you can start by completing the intake form over at javerywellness.com/get-started. Again, there's no pressure, there's no urgency. It's just a clear, calm next step if you're ready. And if you're not quite there yet, again, we have the 7-day self-care reset at javerywellness.com/reset. It's designed specifically for women in survival mode who are ready to explore what it actually feels like to let themselves be held. And if this episode resonated with you to your core, please take 30 seconds to leave a rating and review. It helps other women who are out here doing everything alone find this message. So I want to thank you for riding with me for this episode. And remember, hyper-independence wasn't a character flaw. It is a survival strategy, and you're allowed to outgrow it. You deserve to be supported, not just capable. So I will talk to you in the next episode. I love you and appreciate you so much. Bye.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.javerywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.